And also, I wanted to highlight some things because, you know, there's so much going on over the Middle East, and Israel's being pounced on by the whole world. You know, you're starving the Gazans, and that's not the case. There's tons and tons of food sitting out, rotting, because the United Nations won't move it in. Why won't the United Nations move it in? Because they helped over the last decades, the United Nations organizations in Gaza helped Hamas build tunnels under their organizations, under hospitals, took part in the kidnapping and imprisonment of Jewish hostages. They are beholden to Gaza and the Hamas. And Hamas has said no, because what Hamas wants is all the aid to come into them. They take it all. They take these trucks and they take the aid. They give it to the population based on the population giving them their last pennies. And more importantly, oh, you're a fighting age guy picking up this food for your family? Put on a uniform and help us kill Jews. Because if you don't do that, then we're not going to give you any food. So the United Nations food coming in was helping Hamas recruit down to the last fighting age Gazan to go kill Jews. And the Jews knew that. They said, look, who feeds their enemy who is still holding their hostages and won't let them go? And so then Israel's saying, then the United States, understanding that, helped put together this food distribution run by us. And I know a guy, who is there. And he can't tell us everything because they've had to sign two non-disclosure agreements. But Tucker Carlson interviewed a guy that was a lieutenant colonel that was over there, and he's just bad-mouthing the Jews. You know, your American tax dollars are going to help them genocide these kids and shoot them and all this other stuff. It's a bunch of garbage. And then think about what, okay, lieutenant colonel, what's the solution? What is Israel supposed to do when they won't give them when Hamas won't give them their hostages back? What are they supposed to do? Well, they should drive the food into the people instead of having to go to these places that are controlled by the West. So really, what's going to happen to a driver that tries to take food into Gaza? They're going to be sniped by Hamas. They're going to be killed. And then imagine that, a Jewish family that loses one of their kids because we were feeding the people that won't give our hostages back. Ain't going to happen. You know, and then Israel goes, UN, well, you guys feed them. Well, the UN, Hamas has said, anybody that tries to mess with our food program, which was to enslave our own people and to kill our own people, we're going to kill you. So even a UN person would have to worry about being shot. And so Hamas is killing Hamas is killing the Gazans. They are the ones starving their people by their policy. And I want you to know that because the whole world is turning against the Jews. And Israel knows that. They realize we're losing this battle because our news media assists the haters of Israel and the haters of God in winning this narrative because they just throw pictures out there. People don't have the history of what's going on and they don't have the knowledge and they're buying into it. And Hamas goes, yes, we got them. We're going to get the whole world against them. Well, the amazing thing about that is that's what the Bible says happens. The Bible says that all the nations of the world will be against Israel. And we're watching it happen. And when does the Bible say that happens? Last days. We are at the foothills of unbelievable biblical prophecies coming true. And it's going to be something. And the other thing that when you see Christmas decorations in Costco, you know that Thanksgiving is near. Yeah. I love that line. If you see stuff that's for the last days, you know the rapture is near. Because it's all lining up. And Isn't God amazing? Because at the same time, everybody wants to, you know, Jews shouldn't be in the land, it's not their land, and all this other stuff. This is an article this week, 1st of August. Ark of the Covenant mystery blown wide open as biblical relic is discovered. And I was in Shiloh. This is the city of Shiloh. In 1999, Mayor of Shiloh said, we now know the Ark of the Covenant was right over there. The tabernacle was right over there. I'm not going to explain all the reasons why, but he said it was right there. Well, what they've done since 1999 is archaeological dig, and they've now dug down to see the exact dimensions of the foundation of the original tabernacle of the Jews. They know exactly where the Ark of the Covenant once stood for 400 years during the book of Judges, history of the Jews, right there in Shiloh. They also, just recently, July 31st, rare first century coin declaring, written on the coin, for the redemption of Zion. They made a coin just before they knew the Romans were going to wipe them out. The Jews that were holding out, fighting the Romans, for the redemption of Israel, for the redemption of Zion. Someday we're going to be back because we know we're about to lose. Made a coin that they found there on the Temple Mount area. And then this article, which was August 2nd, Dividing Israel, Defying God, the World's Dangerous Path Towards Judgment. God says, everybody's going to try and get rid of Jerusalem. They're going to try and destroy Jerusalem, destroy the Jews. And God says, and anybody that does, I'm going to destroy them. I'm not going to let it happen because he's made his promises to the Jews. The Jews are going to get hurt. They're going to be having a war that's going to really damage them. They're going to lose 2/3 of their population during the coming tribulation period. But we Christians don't want to be on the wrong side of this narrative. We know God's brought the Jews back in the land. They're in relative unbelief right now, but they're going to have a revival. And they're not killing. They're not genociding their enemies. They just want them to give back their hostages and to put down their guns so they stop trying to kill Jews. That's a reasonable request, don't you think? And then the news this week is France has declared, England has declared, Germany's thinking of declaring. There's a big meeting in at the UN this last week, a UN group, that they're going to force Israel to declare a two-state solution, that they're going to sign in on a two-state solution, or all these countries are going to come against it. And Israel knows there is no such thing as a two-state solution, because it's a two-state solution is a temporary path to a one-state solution, which is all the Jews are dead, and the Muslims own the Middle East. They own the nation of Israel. And they're not going to commit suicide. God's not going to let them commit suicide. God's not going to let them happen. That's in September. They're giving Israel till September. So I think the second week of September. You have until here to agree to suicide. So think, huh? Yeah, so Jesus is coming. Imagine prophecies of thousands of years ago are right before our eyes. They're clicking. And it's how we know this Bible is inspired by the God of the universe who stands outside of time and knows everything. And we're watching it happen. And we're watching the hatred of the Jews build up. And they go, wow. And what is that doing? God is allowing that to happen because who do they have to look to for help when everybody, including the deceived church, the nations of the world, the conservative, the West, who have been their friends, what happens when they all go away? They look to God. They have only God to look at. And that's what God wants to get his Jews to do. So we see it happening. We grieve it's happening. We don't want to be part of it. But it's... any questions on that before? Kind of a long-winded announcement time. But I'm hearing all the lies, and I just wanted to help protect you. I mean, all the lies during COVID, you know, safe and effective, blah, blah, blah. I took a lot of time then, too, to don't listen to the lies, because it is a lie. I mean, the media is absolutely involved in lies. It is, yeah. Again, safe and effective, right? So let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time we can be in your word. We pray that you would open up our eyes to just let this historical event of 3,000 years ago that still is applicable to today and actually fits into the history of today and the history of our own hearts, Lord, where we can see what happens to a man, Saul, who started out well when he thought small of himself, but then started to rebel and became unfaithful, leading to his death both physically and spiritually. And we pray that you would help us to never be unfaithful to you, Lord, that we would always be true to your word and true in love with you and what you've done to save us from sin. And we pray you'd open up our heart to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.